It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We got Kilkelly and Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio New York City producing this show. McCann will have another update here in just about 27 minutes. Also, Mraz is getting ready to fill in for Zach Gelb. He's one of the best producers in America for the DA show, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio. He'll be doing 4 hours, loading up on Derby Talk, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup epic series, and also delivering his own huge opinions. He's a good guy. He's a hard worker. He's a New Yorker with a heart. He's like Horowitz. It should be. The H-Man and Mraz. I love it. We have been talking about the Derby. Also, with that finish, something that Horowitz and I were discussing about 15 minutes ago, is it the most controversial finish in American sports history? Where would you rank it, what happened at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky today when Maximum Security was DQ'd and Country House was awarded the prestigious Derby trophy and is only 2 legs away from the Triple Crown. So you can join in on that. Comments on the NBA playoffs and more. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And before we're done, Horowitz will deliver his opinion for you Giants fans across North America on why Daniel Jones, a quarterback out of Duke, was a good pick at 6. Horowitz wasn't with me last Saturday night when the draft concluded. We will give him the floor, as they say in NYC. And then I'm going to compare Lester Holt, who's a TV guy and a distinctive voice. You see him on NBC Nightly News, and he'll anchor some datelines. I think McCann sounds like him, but is better than Lester Holt. And we'll do that side-by-side comparison. McCann's been doing the updates the entire show. To get somebody that level on a Saturday night, my first thought was, okay, is he going through discipline protocol? Second thought was, he wants to hook up with greatness on this broadcast. We got Horowitz, we got Kilkelly from the Kilkelly family. I don't know. Or he knew. He senses things like there would be a controversial ending in this year's Kentucky Derby. And he said, I want to work that Saturday night. So he could be like the sports whisperer. The comparison will be awesome. I'm telling you, the guy is fantastic. Now let's go to Dylan in Alabama. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thank you for taking my call. You must, sir. In my opinion, this is the best Kentucky Derby's of all time. I don't really feel like I should have overturned his win, but if you give me just a second, there's 2 points I wanted to make real quick. So, is this the most controversial ending to a sporting event in the United States history? I don't know. Probably not. Maybe it could be, but the most recent one to me was this year's Final Four, when Virginia got the controversial foul call and ended up, in my opinion, robbing Auburn from a national championship run.
That is it. You know, thank you, and Dylan, appreciate you listening, Alabama. That's a great point on the no call on the double dribble. Thanks for joining us. Let's go to Bill in Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening, my man?
Hey, Billy.
Not all was bad for everybody on this neck of the woods. My son was alive in the pick five to end it in the Derby to the 8-horse Tacitus and the 13. And he was alive for a good chunk of money, probably about $6,000 and $14,000. So he called me up and asked me, he says, Dad, what do you think I should do to back up, you know, to hedge his bet? So I told him to play an all with the 8 and the 13 and then play a trifecta, all with 8-13 with 8-13. And, you know the story now. They put the 20 up, the 13 ran second, the 8 ran third, and he ended up cashing out for $14,000.
$14,000 today. Well, thank you, Bill, in Florida. So we had the gentleman, Jason, from Alabama, who did a $24 box trifecta, and he won over $11,000. Wow. Yeah, controversial ending for some. Let's go to Buck in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on Jox FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, back at you, Huge, man. And I had to come out of my sleep a little bit. Y'all were talking about the most controversial call. Y'all remember the Holy Roller?
That Kenny Stabler, right?
Yeah, man. If that wasn't controversial. But one other point I want to make here. Now, my favorite team in sports is the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, even when the Sixers couldn't win a game, man, I was with the Sixers. But I really deep down. I don't believe the Sixers can beat the Milwaukee Bucks. I just don't. Now, I'd love to see it, but I just don't believe it. Man, the Bucks got a rotation there, and that coach that they got from Atlanta, man, the man know the sport. I don't believe that anybody in the NBA can beat the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm a Philadelphia fan, man. I'm just calling it the way I see it. I believe if Milwaukee plays Philadelphia, they're going to expose Ben Simmons without that jump shot, and it's all over, man. Now, I know Embiid, he'll do his job and everybody else, but without a jump shot, Ben Simmons is a handicap to the 76ers, and I'm a Sixers fan.
Well, thank you, Buck in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on Jox FM. Yeah, when Embiid wants to play, and again, it's really not about Embiid and Simmons. It's about the leadership of Butler and also the toughness out of nowhere on defense that Philly has delivered. And I think what you're seeing in the epic Nuggets Portland game, and how many more great games can Portland deliver? We got game of the century like 10 times in the playoffs. I think all these teams feel that this is their year. There's no LeBron. This is their year. Now, even, you know, you watch the Clippers take Golden State 6. Rockets survived and won that pivotal game 3 in overtime, 126-121. That you're Philly, you're Milwaukee, even Boston when Kyrie's on, you're Toronto. This could be the year you could win it and get a ring. And Philly, after game 1 against Toronto, I thought zero defense. They don't play enough defense to win this series. And they've showed me a lot. Let's go to Singapore in Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Mr. Huge, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Great place.
Now, you want to talk about controversial, Kentucky Derby. I mean, in Maryland, they wanted to move the horse racing place somewhere else. They wanted to take it out of Maryland. Talk about controversy. Now, in terms of how it ended, two legs away from a Triple Crown, I mean, I don't know I'm not fond of this ending. Can you tell me, like, why this is the most controversial, though? I know it's not a fond ending, but why is this, you know, more controversial than anything in other sports and in this kind of or any other Kentucky Derby?
You know, Singapore, and thank you for the call from Baltimore, Maryland. And again, TV stations are running with controversial endings. We started talking about it 20 minutes ago. I guess it's controversial because you looked at Maximum Security and he looked like the best horse in the field. But when I look at the video, he did impede, and that's what the disqualification was based on. They said impeded the field. He impeded the horse I picked. That was my first thought. Like, great, he gets tossed. My horse, the one, was getting ready to make a move, and I'm thinking, here we go. I'm ready. I'm going to be a winner. War of Will, who ended up finishing seventh on the video, he's the one horse. You will see what Maximum Security did in impeding his progress. He was getting ready to shoot the gap. I don't know if I can use a football term. I don't know what the horse racing term is. But he did impede the progress of War of Will. So Maximum Security gets dropped to 17th. And War of Will finishes 7th. And Country House is bumped up to 1, Code of Honor, and Tacitus. And Country House is the second biggest long shot to ever win the Kentucky Derby. Let's go to Rick in Boise, Idaho. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Can I say what up?
Hey, Huge. How are you?
Doing good,
Love
Rick.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, the most controversial finish in American sports history, hands down, the 1972 Olympic gold medal basketball game, where the referees stole the game from the United States and gave it to the Russians.
And see, that's a patriotic national thing. And thank you for the call in Boise, Idaho, that the whole country gets behind this. It wasn't like Maximum Security was secretariat, right? And there's a buildup and this horse is on the cover of magazines and everybody can't wait. And even though it's pouring rain in Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening, that we're set to watch three races with the greatest horse ever. No one knew about Maximum Security outside of the, probably their stable and people inside the horse racing circles. I agree with what Buck was saying and the gentleman from Baltimore, Singapore, that I don't know if I put this with the most controversial endings ever, because I don't think Maximum Security was robbed. I think the video showed he impeded the progress of the one horse, War of Will. Now, I know we're comparing it to the Saints and the Rams, that with their new replay rules, it won't happen again. But if there's one sport that's been on replay long before the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, you know, the video review, the VR for soccer, horse racing, the photo finishes, horse racing with the video at their tracks. You know, for a sport that some will doubt its credibility, the horse racing industry has been on top of making sure they get it right. And those stewards, the reason why it took so long, 145 Kentucky Derbies, and it never happened, and the world's watching, and those stewards, I guarantee, they had to go, probably the checklist was anybody and everybody in power connected to Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby and maybe even horse racing, that we are going to disqualify Maximum Security and we will place Country House atop the 2019 Kentucky Derby running order. This will be talked about forever. That was a monumental decision. The no call, I don't think, you know, you look at the Virginia Auburn, the gentleman from Alabama, they missed it, right? Called one, missed the other. The stewards, who would be the video replay officials, did not miss this call. This was the right call. and war of will, and my $1,400 should be paid to me. That's the most important thing that needs to be done. If you want to join in, what do you think is the most controversial ending in American sports history? Would you put what happened at the Derby in your top five? Take your thoughts on the NBA playoffs. Is there a team from the East you think can win it all? I've been riding Milwaukee. I said Milwaukee's the only team that could do it, but man, Boston has shown me flashes. Philly's shown me flashes. Toronto did in that game one. And then the most important warrior, I think it's Kevin Durant. Nothing against Steph, Draymond, or Clay. If I'm the Warriors, I would do everything I could to keep Kevin Durant in a Warriors uniform when you open up that plush new state-of-the-art arena in downtown San Francisco. So a lot to discuss. Meraz is coming up at 2 o'clock. A legendary producer, the voice of reason on CBS Sports Radio. You can join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Horowitz and Kilkelly are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Mike McCann will have another update here in about 6 minutes, and then within 30 minutes, we'll do the side-by-side voice comparison, Lester Holt from NBC News and Mike McCann. They sound alike, but McCann is better. Also taking reaction to the Derby disqualification by Maximum Security. Now, somebody tweeted out a slow-mo shot, and you look at the one horse. Did the one horse make his move and come up on Maximum Security? It's interesting. You know, everyone has a different angle. So you can join in, comment on the Derby, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. Some great games tonight. Sharks hung on to beat the Avalanche 2-1. They lead that best of 7, 3-2. Also, Bruins score late, 4-3 winners over Columbus. They lead that series 3-2. Warriors won in overtime. How good is this? I don't care if your local team's not in it. How good are the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs since they started? Amazing. Just fabulous. Let's go to Mike in Nevada. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going? I was just going to call and agree with you that I don't think the Kentucky Derby incident was a conspiracy. He actually came over on your horse, the one, and pushed him into the 18. The 18 went in reverse mode. The 18 brushed the 20, my horse. And that's why he got disqualified. He impeded the field, so to speak, because he was more than one horse. And he got placed behind the 18 to finish 17th, I believe. And the reason he's behind the 18 is because he impeded the 18, so he's got to go behind them.
Yeah, but what about impeding? As I'm going through this video during every break tonight at the ending of the Kentucky Derby, that if he impeded the one horse and the one ended up finishing seventh, that was one thing I wondered that, you know, I know he's behind the one, but the thing that is kind of up for debate with this video review is that if the one's making a move and it looked like the one was getting ready, like I said, shoot the gap, find the hole and go, and he's impeded, yeah, I get that. Country House comes flying up and wins. But, man, if one's not impeded, does he fly by him and at least make it a race to the wire? You understand where I'm coming from?
Oh, exactly. That's the one thing that's unfair, is that the horse that gets impeded never gets rewarded. He ends up losing ground and like out of the money, and some other horse comes on and wins, and that was the benefactor of the 20 and the 13 Code of Honor, and then of course Country House was the 20. But you can't let the 7 collect all the winnings and say that right. He won when he's causing the other horses to be impeded.
So you said 20 was your horse, Mike, there in Nevada, where sports gambling is legal. So did you bet on 20 to win? Did you bet on Country House to play show? How'd you cash in on the disqualification at the end?
Well, I had the exact, no matter what happened. I just basically took the Country House and played him with everybody in the race for the exact.
So what'd you win?
Oh, Country House, $1,500. I did it for a buck.
So how much did the bet cost you?
It was $36.
$36, and you won $1,500.
Yep, and I missed the trifecta because I singled Country House second, and I singled them third with the horses that were first, second, third, and fourth, and did not single them on top.
So if you would have singled him... For people who don't follow horse wagering, if you would have singled him to win, how much would you have won then?
On a 50-cent trifecta, it paid a little over $5,000.
Wow. And that bet would have cost how much to place?
I think that one was the $20 bet, maybe. I can't remember how many horses I had underneath.
So you put him to place... Right, you put him to place, you're talking about Country House to place and show, which would be second and third. If you just would have done it all three, it would have been 5 G's. Wow.
Right.
I didn't mean to bum you out, Mike. I was just kind of asking you about your day.
That's when you play the horses, you get bummed out a lot worse than 5 G's.
Yeah, but you know what? Still a good day for you with the $1,500. So the ending's good for you.
It was a great day. I do feel sorry for the jockey Saez and all their connections in the horse. But if you really watch the race, the 7 horse, Maximum Security, came out of his lane and went wide. And that's why he took your horse's lane away from him.
I know,
and
trust me.
If it hadn't been probably in that crucial point of the race, which is where everybody's coming to home and everybody's starting to accelerate, once you stop them and impede them, after you've run over a mile almost, it's kind of tough to get going again, and they probably would have let it slide. But,
you know, Mike,
it was at that point of the race.
Right, and I'm also, when I look at that slow-mo shot that was up close, they're lucky they didn't have a couple of those jockeys or horses just go end over end on the track. I'm serious. It was that
right.
Close.
Some of the announcers, there's jockeys, Lafitte, Pinkay, and those guys, and they were saying when they clipped heels like that, the hooves like that, if that one of those horses would have gone down, now you've got probably 3 more horses, maybe 4 for sure, that would have gone down. Probably would have had to put some down then.
Mm.
And who knows what would have happened to some of the jockeys. And
oh, wow.
We want a safe race, and that's part of the reason people get disqualified is to enforce this. You can't force your way through. It's supposed to be the sport of kings, the gentleman's game.
And in the end, they got it right, Mike, and I appreciate your huge opinion from Nevada. Congrats on winning the $1,500, and hope to hear from you again soon on another show. Thank you, Mike, in Nevada. You want to join us live? One final segment together before Mraz is up at the top of the hour filling in for Zach Gelb. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Mraz is getting ready. He's going to deliver one of the greatest overnight radio shows in CBS Sports Radio history, beginning at 2 a.m. after the McCann update. Now, I've been talking about McCann's voice all night. I don't know if he filled in or worked one time with me. I don't think he did, but maybe it was before, and I heard his voice. And I said, is that Lester Holt doing updates? So Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. And Lester Holt's the NBC Nightly News and the Dateline host. And McCann, just fabulous sports update guy. We have a little snippet here of Lester Holt's voice and McCann's voice back to back. You be the judge.
I'm Mike McCann. We live in the age of video replay, and today, for the first time ever, it overturned an apparent winner at the Kentucky Derby. Breaking news tonight, fireworks as Democrats confront Attorney General William Barr. A dramatic fight erupting over allegations that Barr misled Congress and the country.
Well, speaking of disqualifying people, I could go through a laundry list on that political side, but I won't go there. That is scary how it sounds, isn't it, Horowitz?
It is. It's uncanny.
No, it is. I'm telling you. Do that one more time. This is Mike McCann, our update guy, who also does updates in New York City for The Fan, America's number one sports radio station. And then Lester Holt is the second voice you hear talking about the insane clown posse known as American politics.
I'm Mike McCann. We live in the age of video replay, and today, for the first time ever, it overturned an apparent winner at the Kentucky Derby. Breaking news tonight, fireworks as Democrats confront Attorney General William Barr. A dramatic fight erupting over allegations that Barr misled Congress and the country.
Breaking news, had Mueller's been disqualified after winning the Washington Derby? I'm telling you, I think Mike McCann is Lester Holt, and he's stalking me, and he's working this late at night to do an update during my show for a future Dateline piece on Behind the Mic.
Could be. You think Lester's a fan? Fan of the Huge Show?
I'm telling you right now, are they not exactly alike? And I actually think McCann might be better than the real Lester Holt. It's kind of like Baldwin doing Trump on Saturday Night Live. He does a better Trump than Trump does Trump. That is weird, man. That is, I mean, McCann, why is he not doing CBS Evening News? Hey, that's good. That is really good. That's unbelievable. Good job, Horowitz. It's even scary to hear him back to back. And I think McCann's better than Holt.
Well, as they say, and we love Mike McCann around these parts, but there's a reason some people work in radio and some work in TV. We'll just leave it at that. Graceffo, not made for TV. You could pull it off.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I just think McCann, that's an awesome voice. I mean, think about it. He could do Dateline like, hi, everybody, I'm Mike McCann. Tonight on Dateline, Keith Morrison goes to Michigan, to that little tiny hamlet, to talk about the man called Huge. Grand Rapids, Michigan. The flowing banks of the Grand River. Little did we know that a guy who loved to talk about sports would become one of the biggest psychos in American history. I can't get over how they sound alike. That is scary. I think Lester Holt is stalking me right now, and he's at CBS Sports Radio getting ready to do an update in 15 minutes. And Mraz is totally confused because he's used to working around stars like DA. And he's like, why is Lester Holt right now trying to take the last Twinkie out of that vending machine? Hello, CBS. Why is there an NBC guy right now? I'm getting ready to do 4 hours filling in for Zach Gelb. Hello, security. Can you remove this Lester Holt guy right now from the canteen area?
Sean thought he was going to walk in here and be the big star, and little did he know that Lester Holt would be here.
Tonight on NBC Nightly News, walk with the biggest names in the world. That's great. McCann's awesome. He must have gotten in trouble to be working this late at night. He's that good. That's my first thought. Like, when I first heard him do the update, I'm like, all right, what'd that guy do at the company party? What did he do wrong? Why he's working 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Eastern? What did he do wrong? Let's go grab a couple of callers here as we're wrapping up our Saturday night together. Russ in Ohio, thank you for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge. Great to be on, man. And I got to say, Horowitz with a little 1-2-3 trio combo right there on McCann with the radio and TV comparison right there. But to get into my point, it was an absolutely incredible night of playoff hockey and basketball. Once again, we had the 4-overtime game last night between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Denver Nuggets. Then you go right into the only game tonight, Golden State Warriors taking on the Houston Rockets. It was an unbelievable performance by Kevin Durant. They go away from him at the end of the game for a little bit of that stretch there in the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth. But then again, he misses the go-ahead shot with about 20 seconds left on the clock. Pull-up 17-foot jumper. I couldn't believe he couldn't hit it. And then James Harden just comes up in the clutch, once again tries to reaffirm his status as the MVP of this league with 7 points in the overtime period. That was absolutely incredible, man.
Yeah, Russ, it was a great night. Thank you for listening in Ohio. Appreciate the love. And yeah, Horowitz and Kilkelly, all the producers at CBS Sports Radio, I'm telling you, I've been doing a talk show for over 27 years now, all across this country, national, statewide, locally, and the producers at CBS Sports Radio are all pros. And the NHL and NBA playoffs are truly the best I can ever remember. I just hope they live up to it all the way through the finals on both sides, on the ice and on the court. Let's go to Rudy in Pittsburgh, listening on 93.7 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Bill. Hey, with your offer of controversial endings in sports, I'd like to toss in the 1968 Masters. And if you remember what happened there, Roberto DiVincenzo comes down to the 17th hole, makes a three. His marker, Tommy Ahren, writes down a four for him. So they go into the scorer's area. He signs the scorecard. And as it turns out, that four on 17 has to stand. If it had been the reverse, had he made a four and Ahren wrote down a three, he had been DQ'd himself. But as it turns out, he then has to accept one more stroke than he actually took, and Bob Golby becomes the 68 Masters champion.
Thank you for that sports history in Pittsburgh, listening on 93.7 FM. Always appreciate everybody stepping up. It's been a wonderful journey on this Saturday night into an early Sunday morning together. If you're listening on the East Coast, we're still Saturday night on the West Coast, from the Derby ending to the NBA and NHL playoffs, to McCann and Lester Holt, and also to Horowitz, because it's interesting with Mraz coming up at 2, and he's a New Yorker, and Horowitz a New Yorker. Last Saturday night, when I was doing the Saturday Night Huge Show, I was hoping Horowitz was going to produce the last 2 hours, because I know he's a huge Giants fan. So the Daniel Jones pick, because Mraz is pretty outspoken. Is he a Giants fan too, Horowitz?
Mraz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so both
Big
of you time. Are. So are you both in agreement on the Daniel Jones QB out of Duke pick at number 6?
For the most part, Sean and I have kind of been in disagreement over the last year. Sean is completely off the Eli train. He lost his mind last year when they drafted Saquon Barkley. I didn't. But from what I can tell, and we haven't talked much about it, he's probably the only other one that's kind of been semi-calm about the Daniel Jones pick, like me, whereas I think us two are on an island, not only amongst Giant fans, but amongst pundits and fans around the NFL.
So what do you think as a Giants fan? Is Jones a legit overall number 6 pick? Should they have taken Haskins? Did they reach, or will Jones shut everybody up in NYC?
My hope is that'll shut everyone up. And to your point about reaching, there's no such thing as reaching at 6 if you get your quarterback for the next 10-plus years, period. It's the most important position on the field. And truthfully, the hypocrisy of fans and the media around the league when it comes to this pick is astounding. Last year, everyone freaks out because they took the best player in the draft in Saquon Barkley, and everyone said, oh my God, you needed a quarterback. Why would you take the best player available? And then this year, these same people twist themselves into a pretzel saying, why didn't you take the best player available when you drafted a quarterback? Which one is it? Can Eli play or can Eli not? Everyone's saying, oh, the Giants can't win now. It's not a win now team because Eli can't play, which I believe is completely false. This idea that he's, you know, can't throw the football, that all of a sudden he's blind, that he's deaf, that he can't do anything. That's a farce. But that can be true, that he can still play while also having an eye towards the future. Two things can be true at once, and too many people around the country, it's all hyperbole. It's got to be one thing or the other. It's black or white, when a lot of things in life are gray. So they went and got the guy that they loved at six, and if he's the guy, then great. You're set. If he's not, then no matter whether you took him at six, whether you took him at 17, or whether you traded up in the back end of the draft, if you were wrong on this, Dave Gettleman and Pat Shurmur are both losing their jobs. And this idea, too, that people think that Haskins is a better quarterback, all of you need to take a deep look into your soul. Look at yourself in the mirror and admit a truth. The only reason you think that is because you actually saw Dwayne Haskins play because he played at Ohio State, and you listened to the Mel Kuypers and the Daniel Jeremiahs of the world. You never watched Duke play. Admit it. That you don't know a thing about him. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to others. You don't know.
Odell Beckham Jr., did they get enough for trading him away to the Browns in return?
I would have liked more. However, it seems apparent that that was the most that they were going to get, and it'll be judged on how they turn those picks around in this year's draft. They feel that they, you know, got a good player back in Peppers. Part of that deal was Andrew Zeitler because they essentially combined that in the other trade. So if you can turn that into three starters, four starters for one player, it's not bad.
Who will win more games this fall, the Jets or the Giants?
That's a good question. I would probably I'm going to say the Giants just because, again, we don't know what Sam Darnold is, and I think they still have questions on the defensive side of the ball. I think the Giants have finally addressed their offensive line. Again, I believe in Eli for one more year. I don't think they're a playoff team by any stretch, the Giants, but they do kind of have a favorable schedule working for them, whereas the Jets have two automatic L's every year because the Patriots are in their division.
Well said, Horowitz. Appreciate your hard work. Also, Kilkelly. He has to get back to Ireland to the farm, but I appreciate him producing this show. Also, you guys will be handling the one and only Mraz, who will deliver opinions across North America on 355 radio stations. A talented producer extraordinaire of the DA show, heard weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio. Mraz is filling in for Zach Gelb. Coming up, thank you so much to everybody for the wonderful conversation, your huge opinions. Remember, if you couldn't get in tonight, you can drop your huge opinions 24/7 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. That's at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.